I want to read a few poems from my book, but I'm more interested in the new books. I'm going to concentrate on that. This is a poem called If I Had It to Do Again. It's one of the poems that I'm happiest about in the first book, because one always gets reservations because you're in a constant state of change as you continue writing. I'm not completely happy with the very end of the poem, but it's a kind of a wish fulfillment poem. It's a poem about the poet or the personality, the charisma that I would have liked to have been but never became. It's a persona poem. The persona in the poem that I'm identifying with is named Robier, and so that there is no confusion over this point, there is no reason why he's named Robier. I think I liked the name at the time I wrote the poem, and it being a wish fulfillment poem, I could get away with anything. If I had it to do again. Of the bloody palate, who is it? Robier, boy without fame, dishwasher, poet who cracks the cups in the restaurant's steel sink, who bites his tongue raw for spite. The hours are piling into his head. He's not thinking about it. The editors are insulting each other outside his door, so he's not there. Meanwhile, downtown, he's meeting one friend and another. He carries his jacket like a sleeping Negro over his shoulder. Hiya, hiya, says the first friend. Hiya, says the other. Shall I tell you about him? He reads the poetry of friends without envy. He's maybe not a fairy, but he can touch a man's arm with no embarrassment. His women are loved without promises, but all the while he's looking them in the eye, and he can let his penis sleep in a widow's hand. You made a fool out of him? He never knew it. So here we are again, reading each other's verse in the high, believable grass. Robier, I say, if you gave it all up, he agrees. Robier, boy dishwasher, poet without fame.